Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration, technique number 7, is called the Concentration Principle, Part 1. Know your mind. Before we describe technique number 7, the technique of concentration, we should understand something about the nature of the mind. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says that your mind can be your best of friends, or your mind can be your worst enemy. So, whether the mind is your best friend or your worst enemy, you can know for sure that he is here to stay with you until forever. So you better get to know the mind. You can understand the ways and habits of your mind by daily introspection, self-analysis, and self-examination. If you know how the mind works and the laws of the mind, it will be easier for you to control it. Your mind exists not in your physical body, as does the brain, but in your astral body. However, the brain and mind have intimate connections with the functioning of the physical body. The brain, which is part of your physical body, acts like a computer, carrying out the thoughts of the mind and transmitting electrical impulses within your body to maintain and control your different life systems. You cannot see or touch or weigh your mind. Yet your mind contains all the feelings and ideas and impressions from this life and all previous lives as well as intuitive perception of the future. The mind has 3 functions: sensation, thought, and volition, which is commonly called thinking, feeling, and willing. The mind also has 3 aspects. 1, the superconscious mind. 2, the conscious mind. And 3, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind serves as a storehouse of memories and past experiences. In Sanskrit, it's called man. Now, there's something called intelligence, buddhi. And this performs the function of discriminating and making decisions. Your mind is like a lake, large body of water, on which rise and fall innumerable waves of thoughts known as vrittis. In an average human being, thousands of vrittis appear in the mind at every minute. The finite Atma is the passive witness of all that is perceived. Thought is the most powerful force in the universe, and thought initiates all action. All work that you do is actually first completed in your mind and later carried out on the physical plane with your physical senses and body. Your mind is always talking to itself and wandering here and there, sometimes in the future, sometimes in the past. Your mind is always discussing the pros and cons of various options before you in your life, or your mind is always planning and scheming for the future. This internal dialogue and constant talking of the mind can be silenced, pacified, and purified by loudly chanting Krishna's holy names and begging for mercy. Oh, please, Krishna, please pacify my mind. Make my mind tranquil and still, calm and peaceful. Since Bhagavan Sri Krishna controls every inch of creation, if he so desires, he can easily control one pagalman, crazy mind, namely yours. The mind is filled with countless samskaras. Samskaras are grooves or impressions in the mind of any experience of this life or even previous experiences or activities done in a former state of existence. Habits and desires and conditioning from a previous life or this life itself are deeply ingrained and embedded in your mind. When these latent habits, tendencies, and desires manifest, they push the mind to think and feel and act in a particular way. The Sanskrit word dharan, which is also Hindi, means to hold, to grasp, or support. Concentration is impossible to do without something for the mind to grasp or hold on to. If the mind is full of passionate desires and wants, I need this and I want this and I have to have this and I have to go there and I want to go there and I will go there, then you cannot concentrate on anything for more than a few seconds. Your mind is often compared to a monkey, bandur, because like a monkey, your mind is always jumping from one thought to another, and then another, and then another, on and on, eternally. In Gita, Arjuna responds to Krishna's teachings on yoga and meditation by saying that Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavad. Arjuna said, "Oh Bhagavan, my mind is like a raging wind. It is flickering and always moving. Chanchalam. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna." The mind is also compared to a mad elephant because of its lusty impetuosity. When we deeply concentrate and chant Hare Krishna Japa, during these periods and times of concentration, your mind will become steady and serene, free from distractions, according to the degree of your concentration. All your mental energy and thoughts should be fixed on one thought, the form and sound of Krishna's holy name. In deep concentration, the senses become still. One loses awareness of the body and his surroundings. For example, when you're absorbed and engrossed in reading a favorite book or watching a favorite movie or television show or playing some game or watching some sport event on television, you become so absorbed and so focused and concentrated on that, you'll not even hear if someone calls out your name or even see them if they stand before you or nearby you. In yoga, such concentration and focus and one-pointedness of the mind is called ekagrata.